We noticed that Redfin has added air quality scores to its listings, now under a tab called Climate, which felt like an interesting comment on climate change by the Seattle-based home listing company. So we brought in chief economist at Redfin, Daryl Fairweather, to describe why the company made this change.
We started including data on climate change back in 2020. We weren't sure at first if it was something that our users would engage with, so we didn't a test period first, and we found that people were clicking in on the information and it was something they used in the home search process. So since first adding flood, we've added other risks like fire, wind risk, and now air quality risk.
And I've also seen a heat factor on there as well. So what was the reaction from those shopping around from a home? Are any of these factors something that would make a potential buyer turn away?
Yes. So we know for flood specifically that when users see that a home has severe or extreme risk, they end up making offers on homes with about half the risk than what they were previously looking for when they have that information right in front of them.
I looked up my home on Redfin because I was curious what Redfin would say about the climate with my home, and all of the risk factors were low. The only one slightly elevated was air pollution, air quality, and I'll have to pay to get that information. So how do you decide, or where does this information come from to tell me that air pollution is an elevated risk level for my home?
This data comes from First Street Foundation, which is a nonprofit that studies these climate risks. They have data scientists and climate scientists on staff that came up with these rating systems.
This sounds unusually frank for a real estate company. And you're not... I know there are certain things you have to tell a buyer about a home, but I didn't realize air quality is not required, right? This is something that you've just opted to do?
Well, on Redfin, we try to show all the information that's available that might impact a person's decision to buy a home or sell a home. We've included things such as school quality for the local schools, transit scores, walkability scores. So including these other environmental risks, it's just another piece of data that someone might consider. And we know people are considering it from what we see with our users' behavior.
So what are some of the more important factors in terms of users? I know that walkability has become a big thing because people driving has become such a nightmare in many places that if you can find a place where you don't have to drive as much, that's a pretty good selling point.
Yes, walkability is one measure of how you can get your local or your daily tasks done, or where local amenities are, like how many restaurants there are in an area or other services that might be available. We also have transit quality. So if you're trying not to take a car and you prefer to take a bus or a train, you can see that on our website.
We are talking with Redfin's chief economist, Daryl Fairweather, after a recent Washington Post article pointed out the company's addition of air quality scores to its online listings. And interestingly, in the article, Pierce County was highlighted as one with high risk areas for air pollution. So I asked Daryl why that is the case and whether it has affected the amount of home sales in Pierce County.
It's largely due to wildfire smoke, and that wildfire smoke might not be coming from Pierce County directly, but coming from surrounding counties or even from as far away as Canada, Oregon, and California. There's just a lot of wildfire risk currently, and that risk is increasing, which would increase the amount of days where there is unhealthy air quality.
Can any homeowner maybe trying to sell their home on Redfin who has these high risk factors, can they dispute it? Can they contest what you've listed as a high risk factor?
We do remove information if a home seller does not want that on their listing. They can contact our help desk.
So is climate change affecting home values? Because I've wondered if the market would solve this problem. Because if climate change, I'm seeing home prices in Florida changing because of the increased risk of hurricanes. And I'm wondering if people will actually start to migrate to avoid some of these effects.
Well, we know from our research from when we just started displaying this climate information that home buyers do take it into account and do seek out homes with lower risk if those homes are available. In general, people are leaving places with low risk, like in the Midwest or the Northeast, and moving to places with higher risk, like in the Sun Belt, including Florida. But whether people's preferences change or not for where they want to live, the cost of climate change will be borne out through housing costs, such as insurance costs. Insurance costs are going up the most in Florida, and also they're going up in Texas and California too. So that's just another way that this will bear out in people's expenses. And when insurance costs go up, that tends to suppress increases in home values.
So you're saying that people are actually moving out of low-risk areas into higher-risk areas?
It depends on the risk factor. So for heat, flood, and wind risk, people are moving into those areas. Think of Florida that has all those risks. For air quality, people are leaving the West Coast, which has the highest air quality risk. And that's largely because of affordability. Seattle has become quite unaffordable over the last 10 years or so. And that's true in San Francisco and Los Angeles as well, where the air quality risk is high.
And the air quality, you've mentioned wildfire smoke from, I think we have smoke season now is what we call it. Mm-hmm. Is that it? Or what are the other polluting factors?
For Seattle or Pierce County, it's
or West Coast.
Smoke. Yes. There are other contributors, though. Living next to a highway, you're going to have worse air quality than if you live, say, up on a hill away from a lot of car traffic. So there are some other contributors, but on the West Coast, smoke is the one that is connected to climate change that seems to be increasing.
But the bottom line seems to be that home buyers today are not just looking for their dream home, they're looking for their dream environment, right?
Yes, environment is just as important as the features of the home itself.
Daryl Fairweather is the chief economist at Redfin. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.